the International Olympic Committee should never have allowed the Chinese regime to host the Olympic Games in China, said Andrew Bremberg, a former U.S. representative to the Office of the United Nations. What else does a country need to do in terms of terrible human rights abuses and bad behavior to merit a response from international organizations like the IOC? Bremberg said. Bremberg, who is currently president and the CEO of the Washington-based Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, made the remarks during a recent interview with Epic TV's American Thought Leaders program. "It's incredibly distressing to see the organization allow itself to be used yet again as a vehicle for the CCP's, Chinese Communist Party, propaganda," Bremberg said. "That is what we saw that happened in 2008, both from a domestic and international perspective. When China's capital Beijing hosted the Summer Games in 2008, many criticized the IOC's decision, given the regime's severe human rights violations. Rights groups pleaded with the IOC not to make the same mistake again with the 2022 Winter Games, but the international organization ignored the calls and selected Beijing over Almaty, Kazakhstan, in July 2015. China has a long record of human rights abuses, targeting dissidents, Tibetans, Uyghur Muslims, and Falun Gong adherents, as well as the recent crackdown in Hong Kong following the enactment of a draconian national security law. China's policies in far western Xinjiang, where over 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities are held in internment camps, have been designated by several Western governments, including the United States, as genocide and crimes against humanity. The IOC is hardly the only one to blame, according to Bremberg. "It's a failure of leadership of much of the world, of the international community," he said. "The United States, our partners in Europe and around the world, freedom and democratic governments could have taken much stronger hands in pressuring the IOC to do the right thing." He applauded Washington for choosing to diplomatically boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics. However, he said the United States needs to do more. "I'd love to see the President of the United States talk sometime in the next 3 weeks. Why is there a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics? What is happening in China today?" he explained. "It is an opportunity for our leaders to say, well, you may be seeing or hearing this, CCP, propaganda. But we're going to tell you the truth of what's really happening in China." He added, "If we come out of this in March, with the American population much more aware of what's happening in China, that's a way for us to turn this into a defeat for the Chinese Communist Party. U.S. companies." Bremberg also expressed hope that a recent report, published by his foundation and U.S.-based independent consultancy Horizon Advisory, will start a process where U.S. firms change their behavior with regard to the Chinese regime. The report, titled Corporate Complicity Scorecard, analyzed 8 U.S. companies on whether they had directly or indirectly contributed to China's militarization, modernization, surveillance, and human rights violations. The report found that 2 Chinese firms that identified Dell, one of the 8 companies under scrutiny, as a partner have assisted in the development of surveillance and censorship systems in China, including in Xinjiang. Dell is also directly involved in more explicitly problematic areas of Chinese government programming, including military modernization and surveillance, the report said. The report also found that Dell has partnered with commercial ties that support the Qin's regime's military-civil fusion strategy. What's more, Dell has also worked with regional Chinese governments, such as their smart city projects. The U.S. State Department has warned about China's MCF strategy, saying it involves acquiring and diverting the world's cutting-edge technologies, including through theft, in order to achieve military dominance. 2 other companies in the report, GE and Intel, were also found to have connected to the strategy, with the former appearing to be involved in technology sharing with Chinese core players in MCF and the latter investing in Chinese high-tech and MCF firms. If U.S. companies fail to change, Bremberg said, it would be up to Congress and U.S. policymakers to force that change. He applauded Congress for passing the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act in banning imports from Xinjiang. The legislation was signed into law by President Joe Biden in December. I think we need to see Congress take more action to make clear to companies that direct involvement in the surveillance state of China is not going to be allowed, or direct involvement with militarization by the PLA, People's Liberation Army, with China can't be allowed, he added. Dell did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Epoch Times has previously requested comments from GE and Intel. Actions. Bloomberg said there are a number of actions that people can take, starting by not watching the 2022 Winter Games. How much moral courage does it take for you not to watch the Olympics, not to buy a product made with forced labor from China, he said. He recommended that people share short videos available on the foundation's Twitter account as they talk with their friends about the Winter Games in the coming weeks, so that more individuals can be informed of what's actually happening in China. The 2022 Winter Games started in Beijing on February 4 and is scheduled to end on February 20. If we can't start taking those actions ourselves, we're kidding ourselves if we think our political leaders are going to take much more harder actions if we can't do this, Bloomberg said.